Hi, I'm Michael Senoff, founder and CEO of HardToFindSeminars.com. For the last 5 years, I've interviewed the world's best business and marketing minds. Along the way, I've created a successful publishing business all from home from my two-car garage. When my first child was born, he was very sick, and it was then that I knew I had to have a business that I could operate from home. Now my challenge is to build the world's largest free resource for online downloadable MP3 audio business interviews. I knew I needed a site that contained strategies, solutions, and inside angles to help you live better, to save and make more money, to stay healthier, and to get more out of life. I've learned a lot in the last 5 years, and today I'm going to show you the skills you need to survive. Product is you, your knowledge, your training. You know, you got to start capturing it. Do you think, are you an effective sales trainer?
I'm very effective. I've had our district managers. These are the people that actually call on the dealers and give them consulting and actually sell cars to the dealers from the manufacturer.
Okay.
There are reps that go in and have a district full of dealers.
Okay.
They've actually told me, I've gone from New York City to across the country, including Hawaii, and they've told me that when I come in and do sales training, they see an impact in the number, the sales number.
Okay, that's great. So you want to get off the road, create your own product that you already know about, and leverage yourself by marketing this information product.
Yes, by marketing, I want to concentrate in the area of sales coaching and marketing coaching.
Okay.
Because I figure there's two elements. You've got to get the customer to call you or to acquire a customer and or prospect, and then you have to take them through a selling system that works effectively.
Okay. All right, well, you listened in the conversation I had with the gentleman on the recording number 30. Did I give you some ideas on how to do that, on how to create?
Yeah, there were some ideas on how to do that, some ways of creating some products and of getting started.
Okay.
And I don't know if you had a chance to read my email, but I have, over the last month, I did a presentation for an insurance company.
Okay.
And I went in and did a 45-minute talk to an insurance company.
Okay.
And I've got a couple of more presentations scheduled.
Okay.
But what I'm looking to do is more launch products, selling products or marketing products, and do coaching more via internet and phone versus stand-up presentations.
Okay.
And I'm very good at stand-up presentations.
Well, can you record or videotape any of your upcoming presentations for your own benefit?
Yes, I'm sure I can do that.
Because that's the first thing you need to do. I mean, you're already doing it. Now you need to can it. The next time you're at a presentation, I don't care if you hire a independent video crew to come in there, you know, or a wedding photographer to come in there and videotape your training.
Right.
Or an audio guy to come in there. You can look in the yellow pages under audio engineer and get someone to come out and hook a microphone up to you. You probably already have a microphone.
Mm-hmm.
But have the damn thing recorded.
Okay.
If you're at a hotel or some kind of facility, every single one of them have audio and video rooms where they do this for conferences.
Right.
So it's your program and it's your product and you have the rights to it, and this is going to be the foundation of your products that you're going to sell.
Right. And the presentation I did for the insurance company, Michael, it was more of a I called it the power of the basics.
Okay.
And I'm not an insurance salesperson, so I didn't get into the how-tos of selling insurance.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
But he didn't want that. He said, Michael, I can teach them the how-tos, but let's get the inner person right.
Okay.
Let's get their attitude right. Let's talk to them about self-discipline, about organization, about time management. Those are the things that they need.
Right.
They need to change internally. Then I can give them the external how-tos.
Okay.
So I went in and I put together a PowerPoint presentation on the power of the basics, and I talked about attitude, self-discipline, habits, you know, accelerated learning, goal setting, some things that are on that nature.
Okay. So that's good. So
offer, that can be part of your product. Everything you teach is a product. Do you understand that?
Okay.
Everything you do is an information product because it's information.
Right.
Now, you're already doing it, so continue to do it, but start canning it. Get it on audio. Get it on video. Once you have a killer presentation, don't you do some trainings where you're just smoking and some you just suck at?
Oh, yeah. Most of them have been very good, and some of them... they've been so good, I wish I had recorded them.
Absolutely. Well, that's what you want to do. You want to start recording maybe the next 10 of them, and then after two or three, you're not going to remember that you're being recorded, and you're not going to worry about it, and then you're going to have a smoking presentation when you feel great, when you're in the zone, when everything goes good, when your audience is responding, when there's questions, which is the time you say, man, I wish I had it on tape. And that's the one you want on tape.
Okay.
And once you get it on tape, you've got it on audio. Hopefully you've got it on video. What would be ideal is if you videotape it, because you'll have the video. There's your video product. You'll have it on audio, because you'll have the audio to it. You'll have a video, but you'll have audio with it. So you can create audio tapes with it, and then you just take the words that you said and have it transcribed, and then you'll have your written presentation.
Fantastic.
And that's as simple as it is. Now you've got a video, now you've got an audio, now you've got a workbook or a written transcript of your presentation. So you've taken one presentation and put it into a course, and you have an information product to sell.
Right.
So you can do several other trainings. You need to start canning and capturing information products. And then these are the products that you're going to sell.
Right.
Now, then you've got to niche it, and you've got to figure out exactly your market you're going to, and you've got to produce lead-generating ads that get people to raise their hand and say, hey, I'm interested in this guy, Michael. If I think he can do something for me.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have them call in to a 24-hour voicemail system, which gives them a free report or an education when they call why they should choose you.
Mm-hmm.
10 reasons why they should choose you over anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
And you get those benefits down and create that and put that in your recording. You take their name, their mailing address, so you capture their name as a lead. You send them out a free report, educating them even more about you and why they should choose you. And then you set up a system to keep in contact with them and to keep selling them. But you're not selling them personally. It's all done automatic through the mail, through a fax, through an email. You'll set up these automatic robot systems that do all the work for you. Your work is going to be putting together these pieces, your free report, your reasons why they should choose you over anyone else. You just have to do the work getting it set up. But once it's set up, then it's all done automatically. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
So by the time a guy calls you, he's been educated on you, he knows who you are, you may want to send an audio tape of your smoking presentation out to him so he can sees what you look like and sound like and whatever. And by the time he calls you, he's ready to book you, or since you're not going to be doing, as much person-to-person training, he can order your stuff and stick it in a VCR in front of his sales trainer, in front of his salespeople.
Right.
Just like Tony Robbins did,
Right.
There was only one Tony Robbins, but he hired all these salespeople to go out and sell Tony Robbins, and when a corporation would buy Tony Robbins, he'd buy a video course, and he'd put the people in a room, and there's Tony Robbins on the TV.
Right.
But he doesn't have to be there.
Right, that's what you're saying.
So it's salesmanship multiplied. It's Michael multiplied, as many Michaels as you can possibly think of, as big as you want to go. It's a big country.
The whole leveraging thing.
Yeah, it leverages. It allows you. You can't possibly be in two places at one time.
Right.
But a videotape can be in 10,000 places at one time without you.
Right. And that's. I was thinking of like you say, launching the products and then selling them via a website or something of that nature. But I've got to get more strength in the area of copywriting and the area, I guess. of marketing me so that I, and because part of what I want to concentrate on training on is the area of sales and marketing.
That's
I have
true.
The sales area down pretty well.
Yeah, and that's right. And that's how I started. And you know, when I started training, I started listening to Zig Ziglar, Secrets of Closing the Sale. That was the stuff I was fascinated in.
Mm-hmm.
Then Brian Tracy, and then all the great sales trainers. But
right.
then, you know, then I got into marketing. And marketing takes what I learned as a good salesperson and shows me how to leverage myself, how to multiply my selling skills that I've learned.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what marketing's going to do. Marketing's going to create and teach you how to be 10,000 salespeople all at one time with very little effort.
Right.
And isn't that what we want? I mean,
exactly.
Hey, you've probably had sales jobs before this that you could pound it out and make good money, but you said, Jesus Christ, I'm only one person. If I could only see more people, I'd make a ton of money.
Exactly.
What did you sell before? What were you doing before your sales training?
Well, I was involved in network marketing.
Yeah, which company?
I worked with did some work with Prepaid Legal.
Okay.
And Amway and, you know, several network marketing companies without a lot of success because I really didn't understand the system of how to really get it going.
Yeah, it's tough because you got to drag people along with you. It's kind of like you got to drag people when you're sales training. You got to convince them to organize themselves and convince them to be responsible and to show up on time. And you know how frustrating that is.
Oh, no, working with people in that level, it can be very frustrating.
Yeah, because you know what the bottom line is? They're not going to change, you know. I mean, the way I look at it, these salespeople are there. I mean, I'm sure you have an effect on a certain percentage of them, okay? But the bottom line is these guys need a paycheck, and it's a job. And
that's the bottom line.
And they're going to do as little as possible. You can tell them all the bullshit goal setting and all that crap, but, you know, it doesn't work.
It doesn't work for most of them. It really doesn't.
No.
Yeah, again, they have to be changed. You have to make an internal change and decide that you want to personally develop.
Yeah, you can only help the people who want to really make a difference in work.
Exactly. You can't motivate anyone.
No, you can't.
You really can't.
That's right.
I agree.
So I can see how that could be. It could be frustrating and sometimes futile. You know.
Mm-hmm. But also, what I want to do is do the training and also have a website or some type of medium that I can use where that I could sell on my website other selling. Products
sure.
that can help salespeople be more efficient, can help them to, you know, develop or whatever. I'm just brainstorming.
Absolutely. Well, absolutely. You know, you want to get your customer first, and once you got them, that's just the beginning of the process.
Right.
You know, you sell them maybe, it's called, you create a, imagine a funnel, okay? You get them in on, say, a free report. Then from the free report, you sell them a 1995 videotape. Then from the videotape, you sell them a more extensive sales package, say for $97. Then from the more extensive video package, you go up to more like a boot camp of a maybe a longer tape package, maybe audio tapes, the transcripts, and five videos. And that may go for $1,900. And then you keep bringing them through the funnel, you see?
Mm-hmm.
Not everyone will go all the way through, but a certain percentage will. So you start off with the least expensive thing. But if someone sold on you and you're helping them and they like your information, they're going to want more. They're going to want all of it.
Right.
That's the whole point. You know, it's like you're out there fishing and you just want a couple bites and nibbles, and then you get a little one and then you nurture it and you keep in contact with them, and then you say, well, here's a little something else. You know, imagine people who love horses, okay? Do you know anyone who collects anything?
Yes, uh-huh.
Like, it's a collector, maybe a collector of horse figurines, or they like horses, or they got horses on the, pictures on the wall of horses, they got figurines of horses, they go out and ride horses, they have horse magazines. They're fanatics about horses.
Mm-hmm.
So anything they can get their hands on horses, they're gonna continue to buy.
Right.
And it's the same thing. If you can capture someone and sell them on your information, then you've built their trust, and they'll continue to buy from them as long as you nurture the relationship.
Right. And I did a great job with the insurance company. Now I've got a testimonial, and I've got a couple of referrals, and I'm just trying to now get a hold of all of this and take this small momentum, but mushroom it.
That's fine. Well, you can. Everything you do, you should capitalize on. Any past customers that you've done stuff, you've got to now start selling Michael. And the first thing you need to do is start getting testimonials. Do you have all previous customers and guys you work for that would be willing to write you a nice little testimonial on how well you did?
Yes, I do. In a short period of time, I could probably get 10 to 15, 20 testimonials.
Absolutely. Now, if you saw my website on the testimonial page, I probably have about 30 of them. Mm-hmm. I constantly ask for testimonials. You can never have too little, few testimonials.
Right.
Did you read the testimonial page on mine?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Did it help give me credibility?
Yes, it did.
It's a very powerful way, and you should do that, too.
Okay.
So you got to start thinking everything you do is a product. I'm recording this conversation because this is going to be a product down the road at some time. I don't know when. Right now, it's just going to benefit other people who come to my site. But eventually, let's say I do this for another year, and let's say I have 100 conversations with people in all different businesses like yours. Well, I've got 100 audio tapes. I've got a product, don't I?
You sure do, Michael. You sure do.
Yeah, I could take this conversation and transcribe it. Now I've got a written product, don't I?
Right.
I could combine all the talks I've had with people in sales training. Then I've got a package of sales training consults. You see,
wow.
Everything you should start collecting and create a product for yourself.
Wow.
And it won't take long.
Right.
Okay, that's how you got to think.
Okay.
Your product is you, your knowledge, your training. You know, you got to start capturing it.
Okay.
And do you do any training over the phone with people?
Well, that's part of what I want to develop. How I want to develop my business, Michael. I want to do most of my training via. I want to turn it training, marketing, coaching business.
Okay. Absolutely.
And I want to do most of it by phone.
Well, that's great. Well, I'll show you how you can do a search on the internet, and you want to, there's some, for instance, I have some software on my computer. It's called Modem Spy. And if you search for, like, in download.com, you want software where you can record both sides of the conversation. It's a piece of software on the computer, and it records it beautifully in a digital file, in a WAV file or an MP3 file. And you can edit. You look for some software where I found some software where I can take the files and edit out some of the stuff if you wanted to. I mean, it takes a little while learning how to do it. Are you computer literate?
Oh yes, I'm computer literate. I'm not an expert, but I'm pretty good.
Okay, I mean it really
you
is.
Have so much time.
You only have so much time. There's a lot of uptime investment in learning how to do this stuff in setting up your systems. But once that's done, you're home free. If you can push through the hard work at the beginning, it's such an investment down the road once it's set up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the hard thing, getting it done at the beginning.
Right.
And if you can't get it done, there's other people who can help you, you know, with all the BS stuff like typing. For instance, I have 10 different workers. I found these people on Elance. Have you heard of Elance?
No, I have not.
You've heard of eBay.
eBay, yes.
eBay, you can buy any product or service, right?
Right.
Elance, you can buy any service. Elance stands for freelance. So you have hundreds and hundreds of experts who do writing, who do legal research, who do web design, who do whatever you need to run your business, who do office, you know, run the office, answer telephones, telemarketing. And for free, you can go to Elance once you set up an account, and you can post your job. You can say, I need a typist to type 10 pages of my audio conversation, and then you'll have all these people bidding on your project against each other.
Mm-hmm.
And they tell you who they are. They've been checked to make sure they're quality people. They bid on your project. You click, I accept you. You're it. Then you contact them by phone or email, and you give them the project, and they do the work. I mean, it's really fantastic.
Elance.com.
Elance.com. There is your workforce. You don't need employees. Your employees are all out there, freelance workers, waiting for you to give them work.
My spelling is Elance.
That is correct.
Okay.
Elance.com.
.com, okay.
I have a couple, some journalists and some reporters who are living in France. They're doing a tremendous amount of work for me, very inexpensively and very efficiently, all through email and the telephone, in fact.
Wow.
So your workers are all over the world ready to do whatever you need them to do. Okay, to help you put this together.
Right.
And are you pretty good at searching for stuff on the internet?
Oh, yes, I'm good at that. I'll start doing some more of that.
Okay.
But I've just got to figure, my thing is to, working 40 hours a week and then with the family and everything, just balancing everything.
Yeah, how many kids you got?
I've got two, a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old.
Okay, I got a 2.5-year-old, so I know how it is. It's a fight for time, it really
right.
is.
It really is. It's a fight for time.
It is. I mean, I fight. I mean, my kid right now is at a little play group, and I mean, it's rare that I have 2 hours without him running in here, and I love him, and it's great being home, but I mean, I value this time when there's no interruptions. I'm sure you know how it is.
Oh, no, I know.
So
do you think a website is a good way for me to go as soon as possible, or we talk about that duration?
Not necessarily. I think you ought to focus on developing some products for yourself. A website is just one way to sell yourself.
Okay.
But there's many ways. I would focus right now on what I talked about, creating and developing some products for yourself.
Okay.
If you have upcoming meetings, you get someone to tape it. If you have to bring in a friend with a cheap camcorder, fine. That's
mm-hmm.
a start. It doesn't have to be professional. It has to be good enough. People want the information. They don't want to they don't need a professional produced production, okay? You don't need credits rolling in the front and all that. You just want Michael giving a speech on video. Okay? So you can run it off for a buck a piece.
Right.
That's all. Yeah. With the quality of the camcorders today, you can go rent one for $20 probably. You can pay some guy to come out with his. You can go buy one on eBay for nothing.
Yeah, I have one at home.
Okay.
So we have one, but I just want to make sure it's...
This is your project. Get a list together, a legal pad, and start writing down every idea of a product that you can create through an audio tape recording or through a videotape. And
okay.
start putting your products together.
Okay.
And it doesn't have to be a ton of them. Just 5 or 6 of them.
Okay.
All right?
I sure will.
And then you can certainly call me back and let me know how it's going.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. I'll talk to you later, Mike.
Okay. Bye-bye.
It's Michael with Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com and another bonus tip. How would you like to turn your $28 book or ebook or even a concept in your head into a $3,900 information product? I'll provide you the secrets on how to do this. If you'd like a completely free 30-day trial of my system for turning your simple book or even just a concept in your mind into an information product that you can sell for $97, $197, or even as much as $3,900 or more. This system includes a whole range of tricks and tips to help you pack your audio program full of great stories that take control of your listeners' brains. My information product creation system comes with my personal guarantee that you'll create an information product worth from $97 to $497 that's designed to sell like hotcakes. This is a 30-day free trial. If you'd like information on this, please email me at michael@hardtofindseminars.com. In the subject line, write in all caps, $28 book, and I'll email you information on how to turn your $28 book or even a concept in your mind into a $3,900 information product. Hi, this is Michael Senoff with Michael Senoff, hardtofindseminars.com. Here is another bonus tip and a valuable service that I offer to select clients. If you can talk into an ordinary telephone, you can be selling your own high-priced audio programs in as little as 7 days. This is the easiest way on earth to create a series of powerful audio recordings for your own information product. I call you on an ordinary telephone and interview you live on a series of related hot topics about your niche subject. I take care of all the editing, all the technical stuff, and I give you the finished MP3s or WAV files and audio transcripts. I only have time to give this deluxe personalized service to a few more carefully selected clients. If you're interested in developing and creating your own valuable information products that you could have complete in as short as 7 days and be selling for as high as $300, $500, even $3,900, please contact me at michael@hardtofindseminars.com. In the subject line of your email, please write info product information in all capital. Make sure I have your name and a way to contact you by phone, and we can talk about your specific ideas. Or you may call me at 858-274-7851. Hi, it's Michael Senoff here with another bonus tip from Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. It's called an audio infomercial. Your audio infomercial, which I create for you, will sell more products of yours faster, easier, and for less cost than any conventional advertising method, and I guarantee it 100%. Imagine catching yourself at concert pitch talking about what makes your business or your product service unique, what makes it special. Imagine taking a professional recording of that perfect sales presentation that I create for you and giving it to your prospect as an audio CD or an internet download from your website. I can do this for you faster than you ever thought possible with my personalized audio informational recording service. If you're interested in this unique service, please contact me at michael@hardtofindseminars.com. In the subject line of your email, in all capitals, write audio infomercial, and I will get back with you with more information. Hi, it's Michael Senoff here with another tip from Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. This tip is one that is dear to my heart, and the reason why is because I know what a difference it can make for your business. It has to do with editing your audio recordings. If you are using audio online or offline to sell, market, and educate your prospects, this tip will be the most important tip you ever hear from me. Editing your audio content before you publish it to your site simply gets better results compared to unedited audio content. Think about this. A new song on the radio may be in the editing studio for months before it's released to the public. A new movie may take years in the editing process before it's released to the big screen or on DVD. Well-written sales letters, online promotions, books, and commercials are all meticulously edited to perfection before they are released. You would never dream of releasing an unedited version of any of these sales vehicles, so why would you publish unedited audio? Unedited audio content is abandoned by the listener faster, it produces less sales for you, and it actually destroys your credibility as a publisher. So why are we seeing so much unedited content proliferating the internet? The reason is simple. There are very few people who offer audio editing services who know what they are doing. Editing audio is kind of like plastic surgery. It's part skill and part an art form. You need someone with both the skill to do it and someone who understands marketing and selling. A poor result can be gained by both a skilled surgeon as well as a good technical editor. Who you choose to do your audio editing can be one of the best investments in your business. At HardToFindSeminars.com, we have been editing online and offline web content for 6 years. We have perfected a proprietary editing system that has been proven to get your customers to listen to your audio content longer and to listen to it more often, resulting in more sales for you more often, and with clean edited audio, you can demand more money for your products and services. It's just like in life, you only have one chance to make a first impression. Every time you release and publish unedited audio content, you are projecting a poor, sloppy, I don't care attitude that turns your prospects off. Do your prospects a favor. Service them. Give them your best. Do them a favor by giving them professionally edited audio messages, interviews, teleseminars, and selling promotions by editing your audio. We provide full audio editing services that are fast and at a reasonable rate. We know that editing your audio content can easily pay for itself 20 times over. Call me, Michael Senoff, for more information at 858 858- 574-7851. I'll spend some time on the phone with you. We'll determine what audio content you're publishing. I'll be glad to offer you a free consultation on my ideas. I'll review some of your audio, and together we'll come up with a solution that gets you better results. Thanks for listening. Here is another bonus tip from Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. Did you know that I have about 25 hours of exclusive consultations on my audio clips page, letter G? If you go to HardToFindSeminars.com, go to the audio clips section. This is a section where I have over 117 hours of audio interviews. Page G is nothing but consultations on information product development. You have over 25 hours of me giving my best advice on how to create, develop, produce, market, and sell audio information products. Go to page G if you want to learn how to create and market your own information products. Enjoy. There's an interview in the section of the audio recordings at Hard to Find Seminars. It's with a business buying expert. His name is Art Hamill. If you go back to my site, hardtofindseminars.com, and go to the product section, along the left side in light blue, you will see a list of topics. Look for the one that says business buying. Click on that link and you'll be taken to about 7 hours of exclusive interviews with Arthur Hamill. Arthur Hamill has purchased multi-million dollar businesses, over 200 of them in his lifetime, and he will tell you how to do the same thing. It's some fascinating content, and I wanted you to know about it. Here's another tip, and it has to do with podcast. Did you know that not only are all 187 hours of my audio recordings available for free online at my website, hardtofindseminars.com, but each one of these audio recordings is also in the form of what's called a podcast. A podcast is a simple way for you to digitally and automatically subscribe to online and new recordings and have them downloaded into your mobile audio player, like an iTunes, iPod, or any other digital audio playing device. But the way you find my recordings on podcasts is by going to one of the number one sites called iTunes. iTunes is a virtual library for music, spoken word, and podcasts. The music and spoken word audios you'll pay money for, but the podcasts are absolutely free. And you can subscribe to my podcast. All you do is go to iTunes. You'll automatically download the iTunes software, and then you will search Michael Senoff in the subject line, and you will find most of my audio recordings right there available for you to download. This is great if you're on the road or you're on another computer, and if you have a mobile device, it'll automatically suck them right into your digital MP3 player, and you can take any of the audio recordings on the road with you. They'll also automatically notify you of any new recordings that I post as podcasts. Also, if you search through Google or Yahoo or any of the major search engines, Michael Senoff, and then podcast, you'll find other resources with other podcast search engines that host my podcast. I hope this helps, and if you're a podcast listener, I think you'll be happy about this. So go over to iTunes and download the iTunes software and search Michael Senoff, and you'll have all my audio recordings available for you right there. If you'd like to hone your skills as a copywriter, I have available for you the largest collection of one of the all-time master copywriters. His name is Claude Hopkins. Do a search on Claude Hopkins or go to my website, claudehopkinsadvertising.com. Claude Hopkins was one of the founders of modern-day advertising. He was one of the all-time legends in the industry, and myself and a partner have authored a book called The Claude Hopkins Advertising Collection. We have also searched thousands of newspapers to pull out all his classic ads. He's been responsible for building companies like Pepsodent toothpaste, Palmolive, Schlitz malt liquor, many household products like puffed wheat cereal that you're still using in your kitchens today. And he was a master and a genius behind this. He was responsible for many of the cars we drive today, like the Oldsmobile. Go check it out, ClaudeHopkinsAdvertising.com, if you want the ultimate in education on how to write copy. You cannot pass this up. So go on over to ClaudeHopkinsAdvertising.com and learn from the best. Here is another bonus resource for you, and it's about a section on my site that has about 15 hours of audio interviews with copywriting experts, including Brian Keith Voiles, including Carl Galletti, including Eugene Schwartz. You will not find this content anywhere. It'll take you to an entire collection of audio recordings, MP3 downloads, and transcripts of some of my best interviews on the subject of copywriting. You'll be able to play them, download them, print the transcripts, and it's a collection you will not find anywhere else. If you want an education on copywriting, you will not find anything better than this. If you go back to my site, and in the products page, along the light blue section down on the left, you're going to see another link that has a lot of value, and it all has to do with joint ventures. Go to that page, and you're going to hear about an offer on a joint venture system like no other. If you read the letter there, it'll describe all the benefits, and the offer is virtually risk-free, meaning you can order my joint venture system, have it sent to you without paying a dime, have 30 days to review it, to digest all the information, and only if you're happy with it after 30 days do you pay. It's an offer you can't lose on, and if you're enjoying this content, you're really going to love what I have waiting for you on the joint venture link at the products page at hardtofindseminars.com. Go check it out. I think you'll really enjoy it.